Hello, everybody. This is Jason Peebles, the president of World Outreach, and this is one of our victory videos designed to build and strengthen your walk in Christ. In a moment, I want to look at a powerful principle from God's Word that I've come to call the waiting phase. Before we do that, though, let me just give a shout out and a great big thank you to those of you who support one of our missionary families. You know, we're the home office for hundreds of missionaries all over the world, and they're involved in all types of outreaches. Some are involved in discipleship, evangelism, Bible schools. Others do mobile medical clinics, children's shelters, orphanage work. Some drill wells looking for water and use that as a platform in the community to share Christ. There's just all types of outreaches, but you know, they can't do what they do without friends like you who will extend a prayer cover and sponsor them and support them financially. So let me just say thank you. By the way, if you're a missionary watching this and you are in need of a dependable home office, then you have found the right place. We would love to serve you and count it as an honor. Simply go to our website, click on the missionary agency section, and all the details are there and the services that we provide for our missionaries. You know, it's important to have a home office that can stand with you year after year, month after month, and do all the details that you need to have done so that you can stay on the mission field. All right, let's turn our attention now to this exciting principle that I've come to call the waiting phase. You know, through my whole Christian life, I've found it to be true that there are three phases to faith. What I call the three phases of faith, there's the claiming phase, the waiting phase, and the receiving phase. You know, it's true, whatever you're praying for, whatever you're believing God for, a project, or perhaps you're standing on some of the promises in God's Word, I love it when the miracles show up instantly. We all like that. But I would say 99.9% of the time, there's a time delay between the asking and the receiving. And that's what I have come to call in my life the waiting phase. The time delay that occurs. So understanding this waiting phase, well, first of all, understanding that it's going to happen will help you have the victory, because so many people think, well, I prayed yesterday and it hadn't showed up, and they just give up quickly. But if you understand that there's a waiting phase and then you understand some of the principles involved with it, it's going to help you succeed as a Christian. All right, let's look at a story in Daniel chapter 10. And we could summarize this story as the angel that was delayed. The angel who was delayed. Daniel 10, Daniel starts talking about the fact that he's fasting. He's really focusing in with God. He's praying. And we're going to see this waiting phase occur in his story here. He says in Daniel 10, verse 2, "In those days I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks." So he's fasting, he's praying, he's seeking God for 21 days, 3 full weeks. "I ate no food, nor meat, nor wine came into my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all, till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled." So I would love to camp out in this story and just go through all the particulars, but we don't have time, and I really want to focus in on what happened. So get the picture. He's praying. Not only is he's praying with fasting. So he's very serious about seeking God on the subject that he was endeavoring to find an answer for. Well, what happens? Go to verse 12, and it says, "An angel showed up," and look at what the angel says. "Then he said to me, 'Do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day..." Now, I want you to get that. The angel says, "For from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words." Now, do you get the picture? Why did the angel not show up for 21 days? He said, from the first day, your prayers were heard, your exact words were heard. By the way, our words are important. We need to be praying God's Word. We need to be standing on the promises in God's Word, basing our prayers and our faith on what God has promised. But he's going through the asking phase. And 21 days later, he gets an answer. And the angel gives us some insight here. Verse 13, he says, "But the prince of the kingdom of Persia," he's talking about a demonic spirit that was hindering him. The angel says, "But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days, and behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me." And I had been left alone there with the kings of Persia. So there's an insight into the unseen spiritual realm that's important in our prayer life. The angel says, I have been battling to get to you for 21 days. But this demonic spirit, he calls it the prince of the kingdom of Persia. And there are, by the way, spiritual powers that our eyes cannot see. There's angels that are on God's side, and then there's demons and powers that are on the devil's side. God has his plans, the devil has his plans. So Daniel's praying, and the angel says, I had to battle my way to get here. And by the way, he says, Michael, one of the archangels, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. So you begin to see this tremendous spiritual battle back and forth that's taking place. Finally, the angel breaks through and gives Daniel the answer. Again, I wish we could camp out and talk about this because it refers to some of the things were happening in his day, but he also gets into the end times, which is quite interesting. The point is this. Even in the Old Testament, we see the great saints had to go through what we call the waiting phase. And when you understand that you're going to have to go through the waiting phase, well, then half the battle is won because you're not expecting your answer to be instantaneous. We live in a world where, you know, we have an app, we touch it, it should happen right then. We put popcorn in the microwave and 2 minutes later we better have buttered popcorn. And we kind of get this mentality with God that we should just pray and instantly things are going to show up. And we don't realize that there's a spiritual warfare taking place. Now, let me turn to another passage in Hebrews that gives us additional insight on this subject of the waiting phase. He says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35, and if you listen closely, you'll catch the waiting phase in here. He says, therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. So he's talking about living the Christian life. He's talking about Jesus coming. He's talking about having to endure hardships. And so Paul says, do not cast away your confidence. I know when I was studying Greek, when I was in Bible school, we did a word study on this passage. And that phrase, cast away, don't cast away your confidence, it has the picture of soldiers who panic in battle and drop their swords and their weapons and they run. We don't need to drop our weapons. We have weapons from God and we need to stand our ground. And you need to understand the waiting phase if you're going to stand your ground and win. He goes on to say in verse 36, for you have need of endurance so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. So he says, you'll receive the promise, but you've got to have endurance. Another version says steadfastness. He also says confidence. So you need to hang on. If I can just paraphrase, you need to hang on. You need to continue to believe God. Don't give up. Don't be like those soldiers who just drop their weapons and run in the heat of the battle. Stand your ground. And he says that you may receive the promise. That you may receive the promise. Another passage in Hebrews chapter 6 also tells us about the waiting phase. By the way, before I read this, let me just say we have a study guide on our website entitled The Waiting Phase. And this covers so much more than I can cover in this short video. So let me encourage you to go to our website, click on the section that says Free Bible Studies, and print out this on the waiting phase. Also, under the audio sessions, we have over 4 hours, about 5 hours of teaching on the waiting phase. And by the way, those are free. You can listen through your device. You can download them and listen at your convenience. But we have a lot of tools focused on this subject of the waiting phase that can really help you. All right, last passage, Hebrews 6, verse 11. Paul says, and we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that you do not become slothful, or one version says sluggish or lazy, but imitate those, listen, imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. There are the three phases of faith in one verse. He says you need to imitate those who through faith, so that would be the claiming phase. When you have faith, you're asking God, focusing your faith like Daniel did on something. And patience, that's the waiting phase, would inherit the promises. He says that you do not become slothful, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. There it is. God wants you to inherit promises. God wants your prayers to be answered. But you've got to do your part and hang on and understand what's going on in the waiting phase. That's why you need to get these other tools in the free Bible study section. Well, I trust that this has been an encouragement to you today. You know, don't give up. Hang on. Hold on. Realize that God's working to get the answer to you, and it'll come if you'll endure through the waiting phase. Well, this is Jason Peebles reminding you to starve your doubts, feed your faith, and follow God's plan for your life.